In this audio, we're going to discuss the elements of art. The elements of art serve as the building blocks for creating pieces of art or images that an artist wishes to communicate ideas and thoughts and emotions to an audience. One of the first elements of art is line. Line can be described as both orientation and strength, and are used to convey varying different types of emotions. Shape is the second, and the purpose behind shapes, obviously, is the closing of a line, and those shapes help us to create more representational elements within the artwork. The third is form, which is viewed as the three-dimensional counterpart to shape. Now, our forms can be, again, three-dimensional. We have our spheres, our cubes, that sort of thing. Then we have texture. And texture is how we impart the idea of having some form of surface or a feeling of roughness or fur or things of that nature using lines to create the texture. Then we have value, which is our varying shades of light and dark from deepest black to pure white. And we use these values to help create the illusion of depth and shadow within an artwork. Then we have color. And color helps to, again, create emotion or to impart elements of inspiration and interest within the artwork. And then finally, we have space. Space can be interpreted in a number of different ways. Generally, we look at the picture plane and we look at a foreground, a midground, and a background. And we can increase our usage of that space by either overlapping elements or by creating a perspective effect or by using other techniques such as making an object bigger in the foreground and smaller in the background, or lighter in the background and darker in the foreground, more distinct. And these are all different ways that we can help create that illusion of space on a two-dimensional surface. And those are the elements of art. Describe the principles of design. This is where we use the elements of art to help create a work of art that allows us to communicate our ideas and thoughts to an audience. The principles of design use a number of different principles to help put those elements into a form that's translatable for people to kind of understand what's going on within the artist's mind. One of the first principles is balance. This is the distribution of visual weight of objects, colors, texture, and space. They should be made to feel either stable or symmetrical or asymmetrical if you're trying to create a look that's more stressed or interesting. And then there's radial balance, which means things are arranged around a central focal point. We also have emphasis. This is the part of the design that catches the viewer's attention. Usually they'll make one area stand out by contrasting it with others. Movement is the path of the viewer's eye as it goes through the work of art, often for focal areas. Pattern is the repeating of an object or symbol throughout the work of art. Repetition works with pattern to make the work of art seem active. Repetition of elements of design creates a unity within the work of art. Then we have proportion. It's the feeling of unity created when all parts, sizes, amounts, or numbers relate well with each other. Rhythm is created when one or more elements of design are used repeatedly to create a feeling of organized movement. It feels like music moving through the artwork. Then we have variety, which is the use of several elements to hold the viewer's attention and guide the viewer's eye throughout the work. And then unity. This is the feeling of harmony between all parts of the work, which creates a sense of completeness. And these are all of what come together to become the principles of design.